Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/new.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
The Burt Show.
Lacey already knows she's stepping into Psycho this weekend. She'll share it with you here in just a couple of seconds. So Memorial Day is coming up. Maybe you have a girls' trip planned?
Yeah, and if you're on a girls' trip, you think this is just like a ha-ha-la fun time. We're going to drink some mimosas, have some spritz, might go dancing. But the reality is when you go on a girls' trip, it is war! Especially when you walk into your Airbnb and you have to do that thing as a woman where you pretend you don't care and you just put a smile on your face and you just got to choose your bed. But reality is choosing your bed is like choosing your sanctuary. For the next 4 days, we're going to be talking smack with the other girls for the next couple hours. And this is from Leah Rudick on Instagram. She's a comedian who I think puts this into words perfectly.
Choosing beds on a girl's trip is truly the most passive aggressive Lord of the Flies. Because on the outside, we're all just like, I don't care. I will literally sleep anywhere. I am so easy. I do not care. I don't care. I will sleep. I will sleep wherever. I will sleep in the pull-out drawer of this coffee table. I don't care. I don't want to take up space. Does anyone mind if I use this washcloth as a blanket? Sorry, did you want that? I'm sorry. You know what? I don't even need a bed. I will just sleep in the trash cans. On the front porch, I love to cuddle raccoons. But on the inside, we're all like, I swear to God, if Bridget gets the master bedroom, I will slaughter her. I will put her head on a stake and smear her fresh blood on my cheeks. All before pre-dinner cocktails. I will drop a boulder on her ass, just like Roger does to Piggy in chapter 11 of Lord of the Flies. The conch shell is mine.
Same for guys.
Really? Is
oh,
it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes. I mean, that inner battle. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't care. You have it. But you're really hoping they're like, nah, you take the master.
I really don't care.
I care so
I'll
much.
I'll turn it up regardless.
I'm soft, man.
It's okay. This is a safe space. You can be honest.
I promise you I don't care.
I'm soft. All right. Let's get Lacey on here because she knows she's stepping in a cycle. I love when you guys hit us up and you're like, Burt Show, I'm not a crazy person, but I'll fill you in on this. I'm stepping in a cycle this weekend. And it usually has to do with a dude. And it does here also an ex-boyfriend and some stalking this weekend. Hey, Lacey.
Hey. So, I am fully aware I'm getting ready to go crazy, and I feel like it's worth it. It's worth the risk.
Okay, so tell us who the dude is and what you're doing that you would label psycho.
Okay, well, the dude is obviously my ex-boyfriend, and so, yeah, he broke up with me about 3 months ago, and I just can't get over it. I feel like he's the one, and if we have a chance to maybe, like, run into each other, then that spark could come you know, back alive and he can realize that he's missing out. And I happen to still have him on my Find My Friends app. So I think maybe I could just, like, organize me randomly bumping into him and seeing where things go.
Okay.
Where is he right now? Just curious.
He's at home still.
As soon as she gets up in the morning. No,
first thing
on,
you do.
Hold on. Lacey, let's keep it 100. How often do you check that man's location? Do you check it daily? Do you check it hourly?
More than daily. Yeah, no, it's just kind of one of those apps that you open because you're a little bored.
Okay, well, just so you know, you stepped in a psycho way before you made this call.
Yeah, he did. This call might be her stepping into psycho.
It's one thing to know. It's a whole other thing to do anything about it. So, you know, now I'm ready to put some action behind it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so.
Mo's eyes got as big as saucers when you said you did it more than daily.
I've never heard the term more than daily before.
How long ago did you guys break up?
March.
Okay. What have you done? Because generally after a breakup, you start to get your glow up, right? Maybe cut your hair. What have you done between then and now where you think he's going to take a look at you and go, dang.
Other than cry.
Yeah. Well, I haven't cut my hair. He does like long hair, so I'm no fool. But I, you know, I have been in the gym a little bit more. I've been taking care of myself. And, you know, let's be real. I've got my spray tan glow on. So I don't look terrible.
But I don't think this is an appearance thing. I think this is...
He just might not like her from the inside. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. She can do? Hey,
that was harsh. Your personality is trash. I mean, she is checking his location multiple
That's
times a day.
A lot.
No, so Lacey, I'm wondering, like, if I, you know, I'm putting myself in your psycho shoes, and you're thinking, if we just randomly bump into each other, right? It's like the universe's way of putting us back in each other's lives. And maybe it'll spark or plant a little seed in his head. Like, maybe I am supposed to still be with her because she just randomly showed up at the same place as me. And this is so odd. Could this be kismet that I made the wrong decision?
Yeah, and we've always had such great chemistry that I just think if we're in the same space, all of that will just come back to life and he'll realize that, yeah, we're supposed to be together. I mean, it's not like he said, oh, you know, we're not together because I really don't like the way that you walk or talk or laugh. Like, he couldn't give me a reason. It was just like, I don't think I'm ready for a relationship. So maybe he just needs a little push.
I had no idea that the universe's name was Find My Friends, but we learn something new every day. But Lacey, I'm actually going to do something psycho myself, and I'm going to help you step into psycho because I think this is a good plan, but I think it needs some adjustments. I think if you show up and you start, you know, a conversation with this guy, he's going to pick up on it. Like, guys are dumb, but they're not that dumb. What I think you need to do is you need to trigger his primal senses, his protective senses, that he's missing out on you. And I think instead of showing up in the hopes that you guys are going to have some kind of conversation that's going to spark whatever, you need to show up with a man so he sees you and gets jealous. He sees you out living your life. You didn't plot this, trying to like sneak up on him and rekindle whatever. You're going to show up like you're on a date or you're like coming to a bar after a date with this man. I don't know if you got to go on Hinge or Bumble or get a guy friend that he doesn't know about, but you need to make this man jealous.
I don't think that's going to work like that.
That's a great idea.
What, really? Oh, I love that idea.
Mo says no.
Why not?
Because if he's already got obviously halfway out the door and wanting to leave, then seeing you with another man might be exactly what pushes him completely out.
Mm. Or he's going to see them together and be like, that should be me holding your hand.
Now, I will tell you, if you end up going solo and bump into him, he might be thinking more like, hey, this is going to be tonight. And that'll be it. So I think you have to make an agreement with yourself. Nothing physical at all.
That's a good point, too.
And I wish I would have asked this. I wish I would have asked this out the gate, but we need to ask listeners later who is still following their ex. And where?
More than daily.
More than daily.
Find My Friends.
Yes. I want to know how many people out there are still like daily, more than daily.
More than daily.
Checking their ex's location and like, I want to know where they are.
I'm trying to see if I still follow anybody.
No. That would have been
because I have a life.
And you do too, Lacey.
Almost.
All right, Lacey. Let's check back with you on Monday and find out how it goes. Good luck. Nothing physical this weekend. Okay?
Okay,
all
promise.
Right. Good luck. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.